Hello, I'm Father Anthony Gramlich from the Marians of the Immaculate Conception in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Welcome to Mercy Moments Bible Study, a weekly practical guide on the Divine Mercy Catholic Bible. For this week's passage, please welcome Marian postulant, Andrew, reading from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 27.
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month they shall take every man a lamb according to their fathers' houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then a man and his neighbor next to his house shall take according to the number of persons. According to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs in the evening. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat them. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled with water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you, and no plague shall fall upon you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as an ordinance forever. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day, you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened, from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day, you shall hold a holy assembly, and on the seventh day, a holy assembly. No work shall be done on those days, but what everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread, and so until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened, that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings you shall eat unleavened bread." Then Moses called all of the elders of Israel and said to them, "Select lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood which is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to slay the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to slay you. You shall observe this rite as an ordinance for you and for your sons forever. And when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' you shall say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt, when he slew the Egyptians, but spared our houses.'" And the people bowed their heads and worshiped. God mercifully delivers Israel from slavery in Egypt by the blood of spotless lambs. This deliverance clearly foreshadows how he will one day deliver the world from sin and death through the innocent Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus institutes the Eucharist as the sacrament of his body and blood during a Passover meal. In this way, he shows that the shedding of his own blood on the cross is the true fulfillment of the Passover. As St. Paul exclaims, "Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival." Timothy Keller, in his book, Jesus the King, writes, "That night of Passover, when justice came down, either it fell on your family or you took shelter under the substitute, under the blood of the Lamb. On the cross, Jesus got what we deserved. The sin, guilt, and brokenness of the world fell upon him. He loved us so much, he took divine justice on himself so that we could be passed over by death forever."
Thank you, Andrew, for that wonderful reading from Exodus. Here we have the last of the plagues in which God is going to set the people free. And how does God set the people free? It's by the Lamb's blood that he tells the Israelites, the Hebrews, take the Lamb's blood, put it on their doorposts. There's power and the precious blood of Jesus. How can we apply this in our life? Is to invoke the precious blood of Jesus. Always invoke the precious blood of Jesus upon yourself, especially when you're blessing yourself. You're blessing yourself with holy water. Always invoke the precious blood of Jesus. One concrete way of doing that is take the divine mercy image. And the divine mercy image, we have the precious blood of Jesus. You can make the sign of the cross with the image of the divine mercy, showing that you're putting the blood and the water on your doorposts, on your life. You can also put it above your door to protect you, and you can put it anywhere in your house, blessing your house with the divine mercy image. So take the divine mercy image today. That is where the precious blood of Jesus is, that gives us life and protects us, and bless yourself with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for being here as we continue our exploration through the Divine Mercy Catholic Bible. If you'd like to follow along with us, you can order your own copy at shopmercy.org. May God bless you and see you next week.